You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It launched in 1995 as an online bookseller. Today, Amazon's pretty close to its goal of selling us everything. Last month, it announced it's acquiring Whole Foods. Now we've learned Amazon could be planning to launch a meal kit service to rival Blue Apron. And the Amazon footprint in Michigan is growing. The Michigan Strategic Fund recently granted Amazon $5 million in state funds to build a second distribution center in Romulus. This is in addition to the distribution center it's building in Livonia. Both cities are in Wayne County. Amazon is promising some 1,600 jobs between these two centers. Stacy Mitchell's research suggests there could be a big price to pay for that. Her study for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance finds Amazon's net effect on the economy means fewer overall jobs. Stacy Mitchell's the co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, and she's with us now. Stacy, you focus your work exploring the true cost of mega retailers, in this instance, Amazon. How does building two distribution centers in Wayne County fit into what appears to be Amazon's strategy for expanding?
Amazon is rapidly growing across the economy. They are building distribution centers all across the U.S. They want to be as close to customers as they possibly can. And they're very interested in becoming really the dominant retailer in our society and also really owning the underlying infrastructure for much of commerce, the way we order goods online, how goods are delivered to our doorsteps, as well as the cloud. These are, you know, these big pieces of the economy that Amazon is really seeking to control.
And certainly distribution centers in Wayne County could mean clearly next day or perhaps even same day delivery for customers in Michigan, couldn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Now, Michigan gave $12.5 million in grant money to lure Amazon here. State officials say Amazon was considering building elsewhere instead. Is there any chance that that was a bluff by Amazon?
Amazon has to be near every major metropolitan area. They are going to build these distribution centers regardless. I find it outrageous that we've been giving so much public money to Amazon. You know, in the last 10 years or so, they've picked up over $1 billion in subsidies like this from local and county governments to fund the expansion of their warehouses. Amazon needs those warehouses in order to fulfill its vision. It's going to locate in these places anyway. Why are we giving them public tax dollars? And I think more importantly, in some ways, is our research has found that Amazon actually eliminates more jobs than it creates. So as it grows these distribution centers across Michigan, as it does more retail sales in Michigan, it's taking dollars out of existing businesses, and those businesses have to lay people off. We calculated that Amazon eliminates about 2 retail jobs for every 1 job that it creates in its warehouses. So this doesn't make a lot of sense to me from the standpoint of the state's economy.
And yet one of the reasons state officials say they like the Amazon deal is because of jobs. Full-time along with the seasonal and part-time jobs is needed. That's what Amazon promised.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like they are creating jobs, but they're also eliminating jobs. And of course, it's much easier to see the jobs that they're creating rather than the many jobs that are disappearing at local businesses, brick and mortar chains across the state as they grow. But those jobs are very real. And there are a lot of people who are now facing the prospect of losing their employment. We've already seen tens of thousands of retail layoffs this year alone. And we expect to see more going forward. The impacts go even beyond jobs, though, because also at stake are a lot of small, locally owned businesses. And those businesses, they not only create jobs the way the big chains do, but they also give more money back to the state's economy. They're owned and rooted locally. They tend to buy a lot of goods and services from other businesses. You know, when they need an accountant, they're hiring a local accountant. When they need a website, they're hiring a local web designer and so on. Locally owned businesses generate even more benefits beyond just the jobs. So there's a lot at stake here. And I question why, a company that has... is sitting on an enormous pile of cash actually needs our public tax dollars. And also those dollars could be spent in much more fruitful ways in terms of creating good businesses and good jobs in the community.
Stacy, your report for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance that you co-authored, Amazon's Stranglehold is its title. And in it, you say Amazon strategically sells items and services at below cost to beat out competitors. So give us some examples.
Well, they sold books at a loss, and still do by and large, because they saw that as a way to bring people into their system, get them used to shopping on Amazon, and then ultimately be able to sell them other things. They sell a lot of things, at least in the short term, at a loss for in different kinds of scenarios. When they faced, for example, an upstart competitor online, one a good example of that is Zappos, which is the shoe retailer, which was doing very well and really gaining ground online and beginning to rival Amazon in shoes. And Amazon systematically sold shoes at a loss to force Zappos into a difficult position, and Zappos eventually sold and is now actually owned by Amazon. Amazon does this with Prime as well. I mean, Prime, you pay $99 a year for Prime. It costs Amazon a lot more to give you all of the free shipping and the other goodies that come with Prime. But the reason Amazon subsidizes that is that they know that once you paid that $99, it's like a psychological trick. The more likely you are to shop on Amazon, because you want to maximize the value of that $99. You want as much free shipping as you can get. And what studies find is that people who sign up for Prime, they stop shopping around. They just start their search when they want to buy something online right on Amazon, and indeed spend about three times as much as non-Prime households. So Amazon's been very clever about this strategy of losing money in order to gain market share and get rid of the competition.
You know, talking about the promises of that Amazon made to hire some 1,600 full-time employees at the fulfillment centers here in Southeast Michigan, what did Amazon employees tell you about what it is like to work in these centers?
It is incredibly grueling work, very fast-paced, and you're very much expendable. So fulfillment center workers for Amazon, many of them are temps. Some are direct hires, but some are hired through subcontracted temp agencies. And you have a handheld device that directs you on where to go. And so you're always, you know, you have a certain number of seconds to go grab the next item. So people are rushing around. There's a fairly high rate of injuries. And there's an enormous amount of churn. Most people don't make it through the first year being an employee there. And there's just an endless stream of people waiting to take your job, other people, other temps lined up, ready to come in. And so you have very little leverage to improve your conditions. It's very grueling. It's also quite low paid compared even to other similar kinds of warehouse jobs.
Now, your report really does, the title of the report really kind of sums up very deftly what's in it: Amazon's stranglehold, how the company's tightening grip is stifling competition, eroding jobs, and threatening communities. But, okay, Stacey, what do you say to people who say, look, Amazon Prime makes my life easier, I spend a few minutes clicking online, and what I need is on my doorstep? Why should I be made to feel guilty about that?
Oh, we're definitely not saying that anyone should feel guilty about that, but we are saying it's worth thinking a little bit more about Amazon's impact. You know, this is a company that in some ways has been visible, but it's also been quite invisible. I mean, it's sort of come into our communities rather stealthily. It's had a big impact on our economy and people don't necessarily see it. It's very different from, say, when Walmart opens up a supercenter and everyone knows that Walmart is in town. Amazon is in all of our communities in a way, but we don't see it quite so clearly. So our report is really kind of lifting back that veil and looking at some of the maybe hidden consequences of that choice that are worth thinking about, especially if you want to continue to live in a place where people are able to start and grow a small business, where you have a thriving community center. There's a lot at stake here that's worth thinking about. But more importantly than that, our report really focuses on public policy. You know, Amazon has picked up these enormous public subsidies. They've benefited a lot from certain kinds of tax loopholes. They pay a federal income tax rate that's about a third as much as competing retailers pay because of those tax loopholes. They've benefited from lax antitrust enforcement that hasn't required them to treat, for example, all of the sellers that use their platform fairly. So there are a lot of ways in which public policy has actually supported Amazon's growth. And our big question with this report and our big assertion really is that those public policy choices have been misguided, and that we would be better off holding Amazon to a higher standard and having a more competitive economy, using those tax dollars in different ways. We're rapidly moving towards a situation where we have one retailer that controls online shopping. I mean, Amazon is already capturing one out of every $2 Americans spend. That's not competition, and we think the public policy support that is helping lead us in that direction really needs to be changed. So this is really a wake-up call as much for policymakers as consumers.
Stacy Mitchell is co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance and co-author of the report, Amazon's Stranglehold. She was with us via Skype. Thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.